Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio, your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, and we start with local news. Altium Cells, in partnership with multiple organizations, planted 300 trees during its Earth Week celebrations, putting a green border around the facility, which has been under construction for over 2 years. On April 10th, volunteer crews began planting 8-foot and 18-foot locally grown native shade trees atop the berms surrounding the 2.8 million square foot building to provide a natural buffer between the factory and Highway 31. This is the third year that Altium Cells has planted trees, and this year we're planting native tree species like sugar maple, persimmon, black gum, white oak, poplar, and birch, said Matt Phillips, Altium Cells Spring Hill environmental engineer. Planting a wide variety of native trees promotes biodiversity in the area and will support our ecosystem's need for birds, insects, and other organisms. In addition, the trees help enhance the local environment and restore the landscape, he said. The tree planting continued through Earth Day when Altium Cells partnered with Boys and Girls Club of South Central Tennessee to provide hands-on Earth Day educational activities. Students learned about the importance of native tree species and helped plant approximately 116 inch trees, which will provide shade and greenery for years to come. We're thankful to the people of Spring Hill, Columbia, and Murray County for supporting us during the construction process. We're committed to beautifying our grounds, and we believe this event is a great start to bringing more greenery to our site, said Chris DeSottles, Altium Cells Plant Director in Spring Hill. Young Duke Kim, Altium Cells Regional Director, addressed the company's goal of sustainability. Altium Cells believes in increasing sustainability at a global scale. Our battery cells and manufacturing process contribute to a cleaner environment and atmosphere. We also believe in acting locally, Kim said. This Earth Day, we planted hundreds of trees around our site with our valued company and community partners, and we look forward to continuing this practice in years to come, he said. Altium Cells will continue hiring for all positions through 2024. Interested applicants can review the open positions at www.altiumcell.com and apply online. Dr. John D. Bonner, a specialist in ophthalmology, recently joined the medical staff at Murray Regional Medical Center and is associated with Southeast Eye Specialists. Dr. Bonner has more than 25 years of experience, most recently practicing in Chattanooga, prior to joining Southeast Eye Specialists in 2019. He provides comprehensive ophthalmology services and devotes a large portion of his practice to glaucoma and ocular surface disease management. Dr. Bonner obtained his medical degree from the University of South Alabama College of Medicine in Mobile. He completed his internship and residency at the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga. Dr. Bonner is board certified in ophthalmology and is a fellow of the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Southeast Eye Specialists is located at 927 North James Campbell Boulevard, Suite 103 in Columbia. Office hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. To make an appointment, call 931-840-3501. The City of Columbia is proud to unveil its first artistic crosswalk, a vibrant testament to the local talent and the city's thriving arts scene. This innovative project, partially funded by a generous Arts Build Communities or ABC grant from the Tennessee Arts Commission, brings a splash of color and creativity to the heart of Columbia. The crosswalk is located in the Columbia Arts District on South Garden Street and Depot Street, where a recent streetscape project has transformed the area. The creative talent responsible for the engaging design titled Patchwork Pathway is local artist Whitney Harrington. I'm honored to be the artist behind this project. Having the opportunity to add art pieces to our budding arts community makes my heart full and hopefully for the future of the district, Harrington commented. This project was inspired by quilt blocks and Turkish tile designs. It connects our city with the colorful arts district. The crosswalk entices pedestrians to cross over into the arts district and see what hidden gems can be found, she said. This artistic crosswalk, a first in our community, is a vibrant symbol of Columbia's commitment to the arts, said Columbia Mayor Chas Mulder. It's a testament to the power of public art to transform our spaces and ignite creativity within our community. How fortunate we are to have both talented artists and supportive corporate partners right here in our own backyard. We're grateful to the Tennessee Arts Commission for this grant opportunity, which helped bring the first, but hopefully not our last, artistic crosswalk to Columbia. Thanks to local artist Whitney Harrington for her colorful design and artistic abilities, to Swarco Incorporated for their contribution to the project, and our Public Works Department, who always answers the call of creative service, he said. An eye-catching crosswalk like this is more than just a place to cross the street. It's a canvas for artistic exploration and an invitation to engage with art in a new and interactive way. Beyond the talented artist and the vital grant funding, the City of Columbia would like to recognize and thank the other local partners it took to complete this project, including Columbia Arts Council, Swarco, and Columbia Public Works. This artistic endeavor helps foster a deeper appreciation for the arts, spark creativity in everyone, and further establish Columbia as a cultural hub in Tennessee. So next time you're strolling through the Columbia Arts District, take a moment to experience the vibrant new crosswalk and let it ignite your imagination. The eagerly anticipated kickoff of the Columbia Farmers Market is just around the corner, heralding the arrival of a season filled with the freshest produce, local meats, and community spirit. On May 4th, from 8 a.m. until noon, the Columbia Farmers Market will open its doors at Riverwalk Pavilion, inviting residents and visitors alike to celebrate the start of another vibrant market season. As one of the highlights of Columbia's spring calendar, the extended hours of the farmers market promise a feast for the senses. From the scent of freshly baked goods to the sight of colorful fruits and vegetables to locally raised meat, attendees can look forward to an abundance of locally sourced products. "We're thrilled to kick off another exciting season of the Columbia Farmers Market," said Trevor Pennington of 1822 Farms at the market. "This event is not just about shopping for locally sourced goods. It's a celebration of our community's rich agricultural heritage and supporting local farmers. We invite everyone to join us each Saturday morning. It's a great opportunity to know exactly where your food comes from," he said. Attendees can explore the market and engage with local farmers behind each product. "The Columbia Farmers Market is more than just a place to buy groceries. It's a gathering place for our community," said Haverly Pennington of 1822 Farms. "We're excited to welcome back familiar faces and introduce newcomers to locally grown products like our beef available right here in Murray County from our pasture to your plate," she said. The extended market hours at the Columbia Farmers Market is scheduled for May 4th from 8 a.m. until noon at 102 Riverside Drive in Columbia. Admission is free and ample parking is available on site. The Columbia Farmers Market is a beloved community institution dedicated to promoting local agriculture, supporting small-scale producers, and fostering connections between farmers and consumers. The market has served as a vibrant gathering place where residents can access fresh, healthy foods while supporting the local economy. With a commitment to sustainability and community engagement, the Columbia Farmers Market continues to be a cornerstone of Columbia's cultural landscape. The City of Columbia is proud to proclaim May 2024 as Foster Care Awareness Month. Tennessee Kids Belong is part of the America's Kids Belong family, a nonprofit focused on three key areas: family recruitment, community engagement, and coalitions for change. They work to improve the experiences and outcomes for kids in foster care in Tennessee and aim to make all 95 counties in Tennessee foster-friendly communities. Tennessee Kids Belong empowers people to recognize that regardless of one's occupation, skill set, and life stage, they can impact the lives of children in foster care. Learn more and how you can show your support by visiting www.americaskidsbelong.org/states/TN. The Murray County Emergency Food and Shelter Program Board is announcing the open application process for EFSP Phase 41 grant funds. EFSP funds are federal funds made available through the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency. The award amount for Murray County Phase 41 is $33,132. The purpose and priority of the distribution of these funds is to provide emergency food and shelter for our neighbors in Murray County. to understand if your organization is eligible to apply. Please go to www.fema.gov/home for requirements. If you have any questions or would like to request an application, please email unitedwayofmurraycounty@gmail.com or call Laura Truelove at 931-381-0100. The deadline to request an application is May 10th. Praise Fest 24 is coming to Columbia on May 4th. The event will take place from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the New Song Church, located at 2585 Zion Road in Columbia. The Praise Fest will feature artists Rhett Walker, Mac Powell, as well as Modern Day Cure, Adrian Acosta, Gospel Mule, and Catch Fire. The music festival will also host food trucks, a kids zone, petting zoo, and arts and crafts demonstrations. You can find tickets by visiting www.newsongpraisefest.com. Columbia Fire and Rescue will be hosting a car seat safety event in collaboration with General Motors and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation on Friday, May 17th from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Fire Station No. 2. According to research conducted by the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, nearly half, 46%, of all car seats are installed incorrectly. To address this alarming issue and ensure the safety of our local young passengers, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering parents and caregivers the opportunity to have their car seat checked by one of their nationally certified child passenger safety technicians. In addition to car seat safety checks, Columbia Fire and Rescue will be offering free car seats to parents who are unable to provide an appropriate seat for their child. They will have free car seats available for all ages and stages of development. All attendees will be treated to a complimentary Hawaiian shaved ice cone as a token of their appreciation for coming out to learn more about child passenger safety. This event is designed to educate, empower, and protect our community's most vulnerable members. It's important to note that the child must be in attendance in order to ensure the seat is fitted properly. No free seats or inspections will be provided if the child is not present. Columbia Fire and Rescue extends its sincerest gratitude to General Motors and the Murray Regional Healthcare Foundation for their generous support, which has made this essential program possible. Don't miss this opportunity to ensure your most precious cargo is traveling safely. Join us at Fire Station No. 2, located at 711 Lyon Parkway on May 17th from 3 to 5 p.m. for car seat safety checks and shaved ice. Join the city of Spring Hill this Founders Day weekend, May 2nd through the 5th, as history and traditions of the influential leaders who created the city are honored. All events are free unless otherwise noted, but library space is very limited and many programs require online reservations to guarantee a seat. You can reserve your spot by visiting www.springhilltn.libcal.com. You can also bring a non-perishable food donation for The Well. Times, locations, and presenters are subject to change, but no rain dates are planned. You can direct any questions to Spring Hill Library Director Dana Giroux at djiriew, that's D-J-U-R-I-E-W, at springhilltn.org, or call the number 931-451-0723. Speakers include author Brooks Lamb, who will be presenting his book, Love for the Land, Lessons for Farmers Who Persist in Place, Spring Hill Artifacts with Gwen Evans, Democracy in America, African-American Voices of Murray County from the 1860s to the 1960s with Murray County historian Joanne McClellan, The Formation of Spring Hill, Frontiers Cutting Edge with me, Tom Price, Historically Significant Site Plaque Presentations with Mayor Jim Hageman, Alicia Fitz, and Rebecca Estrada, Story Mapping of Historic Sites in Spring Hill with Rebecca Estrada, Tours of Ripa Villa, a tractor show on library grounds, a cemetery tour at Historic Spring Hill Cemetery on Mclemore Avenue, and the events wind down with vintage baseball at Ripa Villa, located at 5700 Main Street in Spring Hill. It's going to be a fun weekend. If you have questions, contact Dana Giroux at djiroux@springhilltn.org, or once again, you can call her at 931-451-0723. The Athenaeum Rectory, one of the main historic sites in Columbia, will have a free day on May 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Athenaeum is located at 808 Athenaeum Street. Free tours and refreshments will be served. tour the home, and become a member of the Association for the Preservation of Tennessee Antiquities. Once again, Athenaeum Rectory's free day happens on May 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. Buckle up, young readers and families, for an exciting adventure awaits at the Mount Pleasant Touch a Truck event on June 1st. In celebration of the upcoming Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program, this interactive and educational event will bring the community together for a day of hands-on exploration with a variety of vehicles. It'll happen on June 1st from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at Halong Avenue and the Square in Mount Pleasant. The Touch a Truck theme is about community heroes and lots of different trucks lining the streets for kids to check out and learn about their community heroes that help us every day. This unique opportunity will allow children and families to get up close and personal with an array of vehicles, from fire trucks to construction equipment, police cars, and more. This free, family-friendly event not only promises a day of fun and excitement, but also serves as the perfect kickoff to the library's summer reading program. The event is designed to inspire a love of reading and learning in children while offering a memorable experience that fosters a sense of community. Participants will have the chance to climb aboard and explore the various vehicles, interact with local community heroes, and even learn about the roles these vehicles play in our daily lives. We're thrilled to present the Touch a Truck event as a dynamic kickoff to the Mount Pleasant Library Summer Reading Program. It's an opportunity for families to engage with the community, spark curiosity in children, and promote a love for learning, said Haverly Pennington, director of Mount Pleasant Main Street. In addition to the vehicle displays, the event will feature entertainment, food trucks, and activities. Mount Pleasant Main Street, Mount Pleasant Library, Heritage Bank, First Farmers Bank, United Community Bank, Southside Baptist Church, Norman's Body Shop, and Stag's Simple Shine have joined forces to make this day unforgettable, ensuring a festive atmosphere for all attendees. Families are encouraged to bring their children, explore the trucks, and discover the joy of reading. The event is free and open to the public. For more information about the Touch a Truck event and the Mount Pleasant Library's Summer Reading Program, please contact Haverly Pennington, Main Street Director, at Haverly at visitmountpleasanttn.com. The Maury County Clerk's Office can now help residents with renewals of license plates or placards each Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Maury County Senior Center located at 1020 Maury County Park Drive. Please drive around the back of the building and look for the car tag renewal sign next to the back door. Forms of payment include credit or debit card or check. No cash will be accepted at that location. Any Maury County resident can use the office. All other transactions will still need to be done through the main office located at 10 Public Square. Also, you can renew online at tncountyclerk.com or at kiosks in Spring Hill City Hall or Mount Pleasant Courthouse. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Shirley Ann Davis Quarter, 78, a resident of Murfreesboro, died Monday, April 29th at Ascension St. Thomas, Rutherford. A memorial service will be conducted on Friday, May 3rd at 11 a.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, with John Vaughn officiating. The family will visit with friends on Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why Matt and Susie Sowell believe the way to honor tradition is with especially personal service.
We believe your traditions, your customs, your rites of passage are very important, but we also believe in taking care of your personal wishes as well.
At Oaks and Nichols, we try to do more than just the expected things, so the service you receive honors your heritage and is uniquely yours, and we invite you to experience the difference.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia. Since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have sunny skies today with a high of 86 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Tonight, we can expect clear skies and a low of 57. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular scheduled cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. People arrested for aggravated domestic violence in Tennessee will now have to wear a GPS monitoring device until their court date. The victim would be provided with a device that would notify them if their abuser is within a certain distance. That's because of the Debbie and Marie Domestic Violence Protection Act, House Bill 2692, which was recently passed by the state legislature. The new law is named for Marie Varsos and her mother, Debbie Sisco. On April 12th of 2021, both women were murdered by Marie's estranged husband after he was arrested, and then almost immediately released, for strangling her until she lost consciousness. He waited outside their home for 45 minutes in a rental car stocked with guns, a taser, and zip ties. Alex Young, Marie's brother and Debbie's son, has been advocating for this bill for over 2 years. He said he believes this measure could have saved his family members' lives. In spite of my grief, I've pushed forward because I believe this measure would have added an additional shield of protection for my mom and sister, he said on social media. While this legislative milestone is bittersweet without them, I am hopeful this bill will save lives, he said. The bill passed with broad bipartisan support in both the Tennessee House and Senate. Gas prices across the state held relatively steady over the last week, moving only 2 cents more expensive on average. The Tennessee gas price average is now $3.26, which is 11 cents more expensive than 1 month ago and 3 cents more than 1 year ago. It was a relatively quiet week for pump prices across the state, with many parts of the state seeing little movement over last week, said Megan Cooper, spokeswoman for AAA, the Auto Club Group. Barring any major changes in the market or crude oil pricing, it's likely that we could see gas prices hold steady again this week, she said. Tennessee is currently the 11th least expensive state in the nation for gas prices. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Looking for a physician? Choosing a healthcare provider for your family is one of the most important decisions you will make. Murray Regional Medical Group delivers primary care for individuals of all ages, from newborns to adults, and has an array of specialists ranging from endocrinologists to urologists. With locations in Murray, Lewis, Marshall, and Wayne counties, our experienced team can provide you with quality care close to home. For more information, visit MurrayRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Murray Regional Medical Group. Your health is our primary care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Nashville Zoo is squealing over the exciting news of the birth of four Red River Hog piglets. The piglets, three girls and one boy, were born on April 11th and are the first Red River Hogs to ever be born at the zoo. The zoo revealed their names Tuesday as Fig, Peach, Persimmon, and Clementine. Their mom, Truffles, and the piglets are doing well and will continue to live behind the scenes until the babies are big enough to move outside into public viewing. You can learn more by visiting www.nashvillezoo.org. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. If you ever miss a part or all of this broadcast, you can listen to it anytime or read the transcript online by visiting www.frontporchradiotn.com. It's always there for you. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.